Kevin Rudd honoured Julia Gillard in yesterday's ALP campaign launch for delivering Disability Care Australia. The National Disability Insurance Scheme is hailed as the biggest social reform in generations, a scheme that would change the lives of an estimated 500,000 Australians. But a report to the United Nations this week argues Australia still has a long way to go before it complies with its international obligations on disability. An Australian delegation, which includes representatives from a number of disability advocacy groups, will give evidence to a UN committee. A member of that delegation is Therese Sands, the Executive Officer of People with Disability Australia. She joins us from Geneva. Therese, welcome to breakfast.
Hi, Fran. Thanks for having me on.
Therese, what's the significance of this meeting there at the UN?
Well, this is the first time Australia has been reviewed by the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And so it's an opportunity really for Australia to demonstrate its human rights record in relation to people with disability. And the NGO delegation, our role is to present the voice of people with disability in the review process.
And in terms of that, because we did sign up to the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2006, how is Australia going in terms of human rights record?
Well, part of our role will be to actually commend the government on a number of reforms that it's made and initiatives that it's undertaken since ratification of the convention. However, what we want to point out to the committee so that they understand that there's another side to the story, we want to point out that Australia is doing very poorly in a number of areas, including employment participation of people with disability, where we're ranked 21 out of the 29 member countries of the OECD, and we have the highest level of disability poverty in the OECD, with 45% of people with disability in Australia living near or below the poverty line. So
That's a terrible statistic. I mean, and the two go hand in hand, of course, employment participation and poverty. Why is Australia performing so badly here? What aren't we doing that others are?
Well, I think there's a myriad of reasons for that. What we're saying is that some of the reforms that have made that have been undertaken by the government, they're really perhaps the tip of the iceberg. Now, with the Disability Care Australia, obviously we commend the government for bipartisan support for introducing that initiative. However, Disability Care Australia is just one part of the story. That provides people with disability supports in a way that they have choice and control. However, it doesn't address things like access to transport, employment, access to justice issues, where you live, and housing arrangements. There's a whole range of other areas that need to be addressed across government, and that requires a whole range of legislative policy and practice reform.
It's 13 to 7 on breakfast. We're speaking with Therese Sands from People with Disability Australia. She's in Geneva as part of an Australian delegation to the UN, presenting a report card on Australia's disability human rights records. A few of the things you mentioned there, education is a big one. I mean, it's the stepping stone to employment, I suppose. And from the little reading I've done, Australia's performing poorly in terms of students getting access to a broad education, that they just can't get access to it, kids with a disability being locked into what's called special schools. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, I think there's still a long way to go in terms of actually achieving inclusive education. So the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities says that people with disability have a right to an education in the same way as other people. And what we find is that even if a child is enrolled in a regular or mainstream school, often they may be spending much of their time in special units or special classes outside of the mainstream classroom setting. And for some parents, they're also finding that if there isn't enough support in schools, then they're being asked to keep their children at home or only being able to send them to school on certain days. So we've got a long way to go in ensuring that children with disability are genuinely included in the classroom and in education.
Julia, Gillard's Gonski reforms was meant to have an equaliser payment in there to help give schools more support, to be able to provide more support for kids with disability. Just briefly and finally, the criminal justice system is a big one.
It absolutely is a big one. There's an over-representation of people with disability, particularly people with cognitive impairment, so people with intellectual disability, acquired brain injury, psychosocial disability, within the justice system. And that is a big issue that needs to be addressed through looking at diversionary programs and ways to provide social supports before people come into contact with the justice system.
Therese, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Therese Sands is from the group People with Disability Australia, and she's part of an Australian delegation to the UN to present a report card on Australia's disability human rights record. It's part of the reporting that comes along with the fact that Australia signed on to the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities back in 2006, and this UN reporting process goes hand in hand of that. And while Australia, of course, will be hailed and has been hailed around the world for introducing the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or Disability Care Australia, on a lot of indicators, there's still a long way to go.